Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about a deeper revelation of grace. I think just having a deeper revelation of grace is one of the greatest keys to growing in our relationship with God, to growing in our relationship, to stepping into the inheritance that He has for us, just getting a deeper revelation of grace. We're going to be taking communion over this today, just asking God to help us get this deeper revelation of grace today. But we're going to start with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, all their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. Just thinking about that, Father, that purpose and grace that you gave to us before time ever began is all found in Christ. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and this deeper revelation of grace so that it flows through us and we do good and are a blessing to people all around us and people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, let's get positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's that forgiveness and grace that brings us into the light. We're asking God today for a deeper revelation of that, of his grace. But that grace and forgiveness has to be received from God. It's got to flow through us and then out into the world, out to other people around us. So it's got to flow through three levels. We got to receive it from God. Just simple praise and gratitude and thanksgiving to God for the forgiveness of sins, for his grace, for his mercy, for his love. How do we receive it from God? Just a simple thank you. Just I receive it. Thank you. And it's got to flow through us. We got to learn to give ourselves grace. Stop putting unreasonable time expectations and expectations in general on ourselves. To stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves. To forgive ourselves and let some things go that we've done ourselves. And it's got to flow through us out into the world where we got to walk in that same grace and love and forgiveness with other people, which means we got to let some things go. We got to release some things just like God has done for us. That's how we begin to get positioned in the light. It's how we walk in that light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to magnify that light, got to make it bigger and bigger. To magnify something is to make it bigger and greater. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. If your whole body is full of light, then your eyes are healthy. Your whole body is healthy when it's full of light, every part of it filled with light. How do we magnify that light? It's all about what you're focused on. To look at something through a magnifying glass is to concentrate on it, to focus on it, and to make it bigger. To magnify something is all about what we're thinking about, meditating on, pondering, imagining, speaking about all day long. We're all talking about or speaking about something all day long. And the reality is there's two options. We can be focused on light or we can be focused on darkness. To be focused on the light is to be positioned in praise and thanksgiving and gratitude that God is with you, that he's for you, that he never fails, that he's always on time, that nothing is impossible for him, that he can make all grace abound to you. He's having all sufficiency at all times and all things. You can abound to every good work. As you begin to magnify that, that light begins to grow bigger. And the more you magnify it, the bigger it grows. The more you see these things, the more you appreciate his grace, the more you see it grow on the inside of you. The more of it you look for, the more of it you see. It begins to grow bigger and bigger. It begins to compound over time even. And when that grace begins to flow, what are the side effects? Everything feels easy and effortless. You see growth and change, and it's easy and effortless because you're abiding in him. Your life begins to produce much fruit. He begins to multiply you. He begins to increase you greatly. Your energy levels begin to increase. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. All just by staying positioned in the light, magnifying it consistently. But God does give us the choice. He doesn't force us to think on those things, to set our minds on the things above where God is working for our good. He's working everything together for those that are called to his purpose. He gives us the choice. And we live in a world that has issues, it has problems, there's dark things that are happening. There's things to complain about, there's things to get frustrated about. And we can magnify darkness in our life. That life, that light that is within us can become darkness if we choose to focus on it, if we choose to magnify it by complaining about it, venting about it, rolling those problems over and over in our mind. The more you think about it, the bigger it grows on the inside of you. The more you talk about it, the bigger it grows on the inside of you. It gets magnified. And what are the symptoms of that? Your energy levels begin to increase. It feels like there's this heaviness or pressure on you in the darkness. You get confusion. You can't see which way to go. There's disorder. Things are disordered around you. There's fear. There's stress. There's worry, anxiety, dread of the future. Insecurity about what's coming our way. And it begins to grow bigger and bigger. The more we focus on it, the more it grows bigger and bigger. And the reality of it is, these things are coming at us every day. And it's not denying that there's issues or problems or circumstances or whatever it may be. It's looking at them in the face and saying, you know what? God is bigger than this. Nothing's impossible for him. He loves me. He'll never let me down. He'll never leave me or forsake me. He can make all grace abound to me, so having all sufficiency in all things, I can abound to be every good work and be generous on every occasion. Which one are we focused on? And which one pulls you out of that? The goal is to get to this place where we just say, keep sustained positioning in the light all throughout the day. Even when things are coming at you, you stay positioned in the light. And part of that is getting this deeper revelation of grace. As you get positioned in the light more and more, you begin to magnify that. It grows bigger and bigger. I believe you're going to get a deeper revelation of grace. And I believe a deeper revelation of grace is one of the greatest keys to unlocking all God has for you. Staying positioned in the light is like one of the keys that unlocks everything to be able to flow through you. And you're going to get into the deep stuff of God more. So then as we get positioned in the light, you can see more clearly. You can see what to do. You can know which way to go. You can see things that were causing issues and causing you to stumble. When you're in the darkness, we're tripping and stumbling over things and we don't know what it was. When we're in the dark or in the light, we can know what to do. We can know which way to go. We can know corrections to make. Which brings us to our next question. We have to walk in that light that we have. One of the ways you begin to magnify that light even more. Walking in the light that we have. What do you know to do today? If we're going to make a plan for the day, what do you know to do today? There might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. There might be some things you've been procrastinating on where you just say, you know what? I know I need to do that, but I haven't done it yet. And you can bring those things into the light because often we procrastinate because they look big or overwhelming or scary. Bring them into the light and understanding that whatever God has called us to do in our lives, they're meant to be done in partnership with Him. And often He'll ask us to do things that look impossible on our own, but not when done in partnership with Him. He often just needs us to take that first step. What is that thing that you know to do today? Maybe you've been procrastinating on. How could you take that first step today? And as we get positioned in the light, executing those things with peace and joy and praise and gratitude, confidence in God that He's with you and He's for you. Stay positioned in the light as you execute. And then stay tuned in because it's His voice that's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. It's His voice that's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we got to stay tuned into His voice. What's He been speaking to you or saying to you over the last 24 hours? What's that leading or direction, maybe some adjustments He's been prompting on the inside of you? Just taking a couple minutes. If you need to pause the recording, you can. To get still and to listen. Just ask this question. God, what is it you've been trying to teach me or show me over the last day? And whatever comes into your mind, just begin to write it down. Whatever comes into your mind, just begin to write it down. So, on God's yearly cycle, His yearly cycle of feasts, today is day number 2 of the Feast of Tabernacles. We are in September of 2021. Today is the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a reminder, God is tabernacling with us. He's taken everything he has and brought all of His stuff, and He's moved in on the inside of us. Brought everything he has. This is time to rejoice in the harvest. So I want to read a passage. This is coming from my book, 7 Days with Jesus. This is in the chapter on the Feast of Tabernacles in the first couple pages, talking about some of the revelations that are hidden in the Feast of Tabernacles. This is 7 Days with Jesus. It says, this is the take-home revelation of the Feast of Tabernacles. God has made His home in us. He is tabernacling with us. Christ, the hope of glory, is in you. And according to Colossians 1:27, your body is meant to be filled with God's glory. This is your inheritance. God being with you and His glory that is filling you. That is the treasure. We were talking last night on our partner Zoom. To have this revelation of grace, to stay positioned in the light all day long where you're connected to God, that's the treasure. That's what everybody's searching for, I think. That's the treasure. People go searching to fill that void with all kinds of things in this world. But it's like a missing piece that only God can fill. He's got to come in and fill us on the inside. This is our inheritance. God being with us and His glory filling us. As Acts 20:32 says, now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Now notice, the word of His grace can build you up and give you an inheritance. What's that inheritance? God with us. Think about the Israelites. When they went into the promised land, the priests and the Levites didn't get land as their inheritance. They got to be in the temple. They got to be there with God, working in the temple with God. That was their inheritance. And they also got all of the best, the tithes and the offerings all came to the Levites and the priests. And God has made us to be kings and priests. We've got this treasure of God within us. So notice that because of God's grace, He's going to build you up. into a house of prayer and give you your inheritance, which is his glory and presence for those who are sanctified. Jesus was made into a sanctification. Jesus has sanctified us. So in this verse, we can see that our inheritance is offered because of God's grace. We didn't deserve it. It's given to us as a gift of grace. His grace enables us to tabernacle with him. Think about in the Old Testament, the people had to take a ton of precautions. They couldn't get too close to God because they would be destroyed because he's an all-consuming fire. But now because of Jesus, as we take communion today, because of Jesus and what he did, he made us clean. Everything's been reconciled and accounted for, and God can come in and move in on the inside of us. That couldn't happen in the Old Testament. His grace enables us to tabernacle with him. We couldn't do it otherwise without grace. Without grace, we would have nothing. So to access our inheritance and to walk with God, we must have a deeper revelation of grace. So we're going to take communion over this today, just asking God to give us an even deeper revelation of grace today. And Father, I just thank you for this time together. I thank you for everybody who's watching or listening. And I just thank you for your grace, which is able to build us up and give us our inheritance, which is you, Lord. We just thank you for that. And I feel like you're prompting us today to ask for this deeper revelation of grace. And Father, we're just asking today, expand our understanding of your grace. Give us a deeper revelation of your grace, Lord. We're just asking for that today. We thank you that nothing is impossible for you, and just the great lengths that you went to, that you were willing to send your one and only son to die for us so we can have life. That Jesus was full of grace and truth. He was willing to go through it, go through the cross for us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence that he can live on the inside of us. Receive that he's going to give you this deeper revelation of grace. And that leads to this inheritance of God in you." So Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes all this possible. That God can come in and move in on the inside of us. We can have this covenant relationship with him where we can know him more and more. We do life together with him and know his heart, know his intentions, know his love. Father, we just thank you for that. And ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. Keep yourself positioned in that light today. Walking in that grace and love and forgiveness, letting it flow through you out to other people. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.